Sweat began to collect between AJ's shoulder blades. Ignoring the gathering heat and the stillness of air inside his cabin, he grabbed the back of his t-shirt, yanked it over his head, and threw it aside, then towed off his boots and peeled off his socks. With impatience, he returned to his laptop. He'd planned to do in the protagonist's wife with a blunt object, but maybe he should poison her. He squeezed his eyes shut, trying to remember the last time he'd poisoned someone. For sure, not in this last series. The series before that? No, not that one either. So he should be good. He opened his eyes. What to use? A household product? A plant? An insecticide? But with forensic science being what it was these days, poisoning people had become more and more difficult. He didn't want to spend a lot of time covering up the crime. He needed something clean and effective. Something that wouldn't arouse suspicion or leave a DNA footprint. He sat up straight. What about a spider bite? No way could the villain be blamed for a spider bite. AJ tapped his thigh with a finger, the incessant rain outside coming down even harder than it had this morning when he lost power. Nibbling his lower lip, he barely even noticed it. Spiders. Brown recluses were common in Texas and more deadly than most venomous snakes. Plus, their bite was painless, so the woman would never even know what had hit her. He'd need to make sure she was bit multiple times and that she didn't get any medical help. That way she'd be dead within 2 days. An hour later, he hurriedly stripped down to his boxers, but didn't dare stop for anything else, not even to crack the windows for air circulation. The words were flowing, and the slightest interruption could dam up that outpouring. Still, he did take a quick second to power off his phone. Not that he had a signal or any battery life left. Whichever transformer blew had been a big one, because he'd been without power going on 6 hours now, and its booming crack had penetrated the sound booth he used to record audiobooks. His deadline for the narration was looming, and he'd counted on making a significant dent in the project today. At least he had a good 30% of power left on his laptop, or he'd have had to resort to pen and paper for his side job. A side job only he knew about. 1,000 or so words later, a knock at his door blended in with the ambient noise of the storm until he heard a feminine,
"Hello? Anybody home?"
He forced himself to surface from his writing fog, then frowned. He lived on the far corner of his parents' ranch, miles from the nearest town. Had his characters become so real to him that he'd started hearing them with his ears instead of his head? He glanced at the screen of his laptop. No, his female character would definitely not be saying, "Hello, is anybody home?" at this particular moment in the scene. The knock came again, more insistent this time.
"Hello?"
Grabbing his jeans from the floor, he yanked them on, hopping toward the entrance as he pulled them up over his hips. He checked his watch. Still afternoon, but dark and gloomy from the storm. He swung open the door. Wet, bedraggled, and wearing a form-fitting red suit jacket with a matching pencil skirt, a woman flicked her wide-eyed gaze down his bare chest and open denims before darting back to his face.